Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And I'm Abby, her BFF. We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abair, directed by John Welch.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women.
Us, who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro arts businesses.
Jerome, put on that Bobby Womack.
Nah, girl, I want to go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
It's drive time in Los Angeles, and yet another talk show host is giving you a piece of his mind.
It's a bunch of nonsense that, quote, race plays a part of everything in America, end of quote, and I resent it.
We've all heard that before. But look who's talking.
Being a victim gives you a feeling of comfort, of security. After all, I didn't screw up. They stopped me. I don't have the job I want, the car I want, the wife I want, the spouse I want, the date I want, because they screwed me.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a deal.
Larry Elder here. I'm going to be away today. Carl Jackson will be sitting in for me. Beat him up. Hurt him. Make him feel pain.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. I appreciate your confidence in me that I can take it. All right, you're listening to the Larry Elder Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Larry. Guys, I'm honored to have back with me. I've interviewed her before. Not sure on this program. I believe on this program and on Prager's program. But Brianna Sagdahl. She's the senior researcher and writer for the Beef Initiative. You can check out her work at beefnews.org. And she's got some great news. South Dakota had a major legislative victory, so I want to get her take on that. I want to get her take on what's happening right now with this MAHA movement in America, and also what is, I think, the biggest news, or will be the biggest news of the year, if everything happens with the EPA that Lee Zeldin has talked about. Essentially, the Green New scam, in my opinion, for all intents and purposes, is over. Brianna Sagdahl of the Beef Initiative, welcome to the Larry Elder Program.
Thank you so much for having me on, Carl.
You're welcome. You just heard the abuse that I got from Larry Elder, and you get applause. It's amazing. It's always amazing how that works. But anyway, listen, I'm honored to have you back on. You guys had a major victory in South Dakota. You sent me a text of this. South Dakota legislature unanimously passes HB 1118. You had something to do with us. Tell us what that is, why it's important, especially when it comes to the farming industry.
Thank you, Carl. Yes, this is an incredible legislative victory that other states can copy and run with. Essentially, what happened in 2021 is the Biden administration instructed the FDA and the USDA to bifurcate regulatory oversight of lab-cultured, lab-cultivated meat. And what happened is the FDA gave lab-cultured proteins a no-questions-asked sort of stamp of approval, fast-tracked it through. Then the USDA turned around and immediately approve lab-cultivated, lab-cultured chicken. And unfortunately, when it came time for the Food Safety Inspection Service to determine how this product would be labeled in the grocery stores, they sat on that final decision and have sat on that final decision for the last 3 years, as they were sort of bullied by these large monopolies that exist within our industry. And I quote, the official narrative was, if lab cultivated, lab cultured meat is required to be labeled in a different way, it would, and I quote, violate the First Amendment, hamper innovation, and harm the livestock industry. So really they've allowed themselves to be sort of bullied out of properly labeling. And then the most egregious situation occurred, which is through the Biden administration's ELTR, which was the Federal Plan for Equitable Long-Term Recovery and Resilience, all of these climate smart, climate-friendly awarded products were prioritized for government procurement. And for anyone who's not aware, it is actually the DOD, the Department of Defense, who procures the food items for our school lunch programs. And so with that climate smart, climate friendly award, yes, of lab cultured, lab cultivated proteins, it's a very good potential or likelihood that these products could end up in the school lunch program. So lawmakers in South Dakota, excuse me, in Florida, and in various members of the House in Congress too, have all proposed bills. And Florida first, now South Dakota has just passed those bills.
All right. So no, basically no lab-grown meat in South Dakota. Is that essentially it?
Well, so we didn't hamper the marketplace. Instead, what we chose to do was we decided that taxpayer dollars should not be used for procurement, which is purchase, right, or research.
Okay.
So we're just not going to be using taxpayer dollars to pay for lab-cultured, lab-cultivated meat in the state of South Dakota. And we passed a law to make sure that these products are properly labeled in our grocery stores.
So essentially, no lab-grown meat in South Dakota, because I don't see how they survive, Bree. I don't see how they survive without government help. I really do. I think this is a major win. So kudos to you guys in South Dakota. Kudos to all of your work there. This bird flu. Let's talk about egg prices as well. Egg prices are down $1.85. The last time you were on with us, it was on the Prager Show. You told us, Carl, I think you said at that time 4 to 6 months. Now we're hearing 3 to 6 months. Other people are saying it. So you were spot on. But egg prices look to be coming down. Give us your take on that. What are you seeing? What do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just a very simple supply versus demand issue. And as we are allowed to increase our supply and satisfy the demand of the American population, that egg price will continue to decrease and settle back down to a sustainable rate.
Okay. Now, the EPA, Lee Zeldin came out, and I think, Bree, that for all intents and purposes, I think they just, this climate change cult, this green new scam, I feel like they, honestly, with these new reconsiderations, I believe he's calling them, this thing is over. How does it benefit the farming industry? Or some of these new reconsiderations?
Oh, the reconsiderations are tremendously beneficial. The Green New Deal was incredibly harmful, and I'm very excited for the potential of Lee Zeldin rolling back the wastewater effluent limitation guidelines specifically, because, you know, the EPA under the last administration really interpreted their authority to extend to such a degree that it would, cover sewer, and this is private sewer. These are wells and privately owned holding tanks, for example. However, the wastewater effluent guidelines and the limitation guidelines, excuse me, would have put at least another 800 to 3,000 processing facilities out of business nationwide. And this is the number one bottleneck in the U.S. domestic supply chain in terms of meat. So if we continue to close down our processing facilities, we just won't have food availability. And the same thing that happened with eggs, that skyrocketing of price point, will happen with all of our, healthy proteins, poultry, hogs, and cattle alike.
Is it, correct me if I'm wrong, we just have about a minute and a half left. At some point in time under the Obama administration, if you had like a sitting puddle or some nonsensical thing like that sitting on your land, on your property, the EPA technically could come in and regulate that. Is that,
well, thankfully,
am I far off?
Thankfully, not anymore. But the Biden administration.
But that was the case.
They tried, but it was struck down by the Supreme Court in the EPA versus Virginia case, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But the EPA was attempting to drastically centralize authority over any type of waterway, whether it connected to an actual international body of water or not. So it was very concerning. Water rights are fundamental in this country.
Yeah, no doubt, and especially if we want to eat, and the work that you do. Brianna Sagdahl, beefnews.org is where you can go and read her work. She's a senior writer and research fellow at the Beef Initiative. We appreciate all you do, keeping us informed on this stuff. And you retain so much in your mind on this stuff. It's absolutely insane. I'm always impressed by you. So thank you, Bree, so much for joining us. You have a good one.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Bible.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elder Show.
All right, welcome back to the Larry Elder Show, guys. Just a very quick reminder about Larry Elder's campaign, asking for your support of a special school lunch program in El Salvador that's piloted by our friends at the Christian nonprofit International Relief Organization, Food for the Poor. We're nearing the end of the second week of his campaign, and I'm simply overwhelmed by the generosity of this audience donating to help boys and girls who, let's face it, you'll probably never meet. But hundreds of Larry's listeners have become the hands and feet of Christ by stepping up and making gifts large and small to feed the poorest of the poor in our hemisphere. You can become a part of something really big that will soon be feeding thousands of hungry boys and girls. And it only takes a moment to make your gift in any amount. A $100 gift feeds one child school lunch in El Salvador for an entire year. $200 gives the same blessing to two children for a year. All you have to do is go to LarryElder.com. There's a banner at the top of Larry's homepage that reads, Feed Their Future. If you'll just click on it, you'll see how easy it is to join this entirely voluntary life-saving campaign. Or if you prefer, you can text the word Larry to 51555. Again, 51555, and we'll send you back a link to join Larry's campaign to help our wonderful friends at Food for the Poor. Or you can phone your gift to the number 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-4673. And on this Thursday, thank you for your support of Food for the Poor. Man, that is so cool. And instead of people coming here, let's bless them there. Let's bless them there. Make sure you go to LarryElder.com. And again, click on that banner, Feed Their Future. Guys, I was supposed to tease a story, but I'm going to share it anyway. This is breaking news. And I got to tell you, it almost breaks my heart. Lou came in and gave me this headline, I presumably from Fox. Chuck Schumer votes to keep the government open. He says, and I quote, for Donald Trump, a shutdown would be a gift. Now I'm saying to myself, bad host, bad host, bad host. I was trying to keep you guys informed, and now I'm afraid that perhaps I was one of the big mouths out there that spoke up a little too much. I wanted these dummies to go through with it, but now they want to keep the government open because they realize it eventually got to them. They realized what a dumb move this was. They were playing right into Trump's hand. And frankly, we would have been better off, but here's the news, here's the story. Senate Minority Leader Chuck E. Schumer says he will vote to keep the government open, warning that a shutdown has worse consequences for Americans and would only empower President Trump and Elon Musk further. Well, that the former part is a complete lie, but the latter part is true. He says, quote, I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country, to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down. Schumer said this while speaking on the Senate floor today. Democrats have criticized Republicans for their hesitation to pass government funding legislation while their own party is currently on the brink of allowing a federal shutdown. So yesterday, Wednesday, Schumer said that his party would oppose the spending bill that Republicans drafted and passed through the House as the Friday midnight deadline looms for Congress to take action to avoid a government shutdown. Schumer called for a one-month spending bill to keep the government open until April 11th so that Democrats can better negotiate a deal. The continuing resolution, which passed through the House on Tuesday, 217 to 213, will keep the government open for the next 6 months for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. I'm a little disappointed by this. I must admit to you, because the premise of Schumer coming on board is basically, listen, the Trump administration through DOGE could have done so much more cutting, even more quickly. They would have made the point. They would have been able to make the argument that, listen, you've got essential workers, you've got non-essential workers. This is what DOGE is doing. So they almost played into Trump's hands. Apparently, they got some sense somehow, some way. And so they are going to keep the government funded. And the fake notion is that we actually need them. And that isn't true. There are parts of the government, obviously, that we do need, and you know, and that's very important. But all of the essential parts of government and all of the payments that need to go out, the Social Security, Medicaid, all of those, or Medicare, all of those payments continue to go out. Military continues to operate. It is just a farce that there is a government shutdown. But Chuck U. Schumer almost fell into the trap. So at some point, they got a little courage, and I guess they bucked the far-left radical fringe of their party, which Chuck U. Schumer is pretty much part of that fringe as well. Let's take a couple of calls real quick. Let's go to Tom is in Franklin, Indiana. Tom, welcome to the Larry Elder Show. You got the mic.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Go right ahead, Tom. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Hey. Well, you remember you said about a shutdown? Well,
yes.
If we don't get paid, why does the government? Why does Congress? Why does senators? They shouldn't be paid either.
Listen, Tom, you will get no argument. You will get no argument from me. The only problem is they write the rules, they write the law, and they're not going to do that to themselves. But you're absolutely right. I'm in total agreement with you. Now, I do believe having an outsider like Elon Musk come in would recommend something like that. And frankly, for when it comes to non-essential employees, guys, listen, I'm sorry. It's time to get another job. Tom, thank you so much for the call. It's time to get another job. We don't want government. I remember, and I shared this before, but once government gets over 50%, once government employees are over 50% of the workforce, the country's gone. And honestly, if we may already be there, but if not, we're certainly close. And so this has to be scaled back. Guys, it's not $36 trillion in debt. As I mentioned earlier, we're $143 trillion in debt given unfunded liabilities. It's insane. It's out of control. Every single household, as I said, $1.1 million is the debt that you owe on top of everything else you've got going on. $1.1 million per household. It's insane. This nonsense has to stop. Brent and Rob, I'll get to you when we get back. This is the Larry Elder Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Eldersky. We got so much more to get to. I do want to touch on this climate change. Lee Zeldin just taking a a straight up hacksaw to that. We talked about the Treasury report. We'll talk a little more about ICE and Mahmoud Khalil, because he's got to go. So much more to get to. You guys make sure that you stay tuned. The number to call in, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-SAGE. Please find me online, social media, at Carl Jackson Show, at The Carl Jackson Show, X, Instagram, and Facebook. Subscribe for the Salem Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Redding Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
Yeah! All right, welcome. welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in. And I want to talk to you about the Patriots Alaska Cruise. That's happening soon here. Larry Elder is inviting you to join him on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. That'll happen this summer, actually, along with Mike Gallagher, Jennifer Horn, and Joe Piscopo. Enjoy Alaska's breathtaking beauty like never before. Text the word travel to 94878 to reserve your cabin today. This luxury trip is your chance to experience majestic scenery, patriotism, and adventure. They set sail August 16th through the 23rd. Reserve your cabin today. Again, text travel to 94878. That's travel to 94878. The Patriots Alaska Cruise. All right, so let's hear this video, and then I want to go to some of the calls. This is Chuck D. Schumer caving on the government shutdown.
Republican rejection leads us to a decision. And it's not really a decision. It's a Hobson's choice. Either proceed with the bill before us or risk Donald Trump throwing America into the chaos of a shutdown. This, in my view, is no choice at all. While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse. For sure, the Republican bill is a terrible option. It is not a clean CR. It is deeply partisan. It doesn't address far too many of this country's needs. But I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option. And before I explain why, let me be clear about one thing. No one on my side of the aisle wants a government shutdown. Members who support this CR do not want a government shutdown. Members who oppose this CR do not want a government shutdown.
Okay. All right. I gotta be honest with you. That took a little bit of wind out of my sails. Carl, how can you say that? Because we need to cut the fat. We need to cut the fat. This is unsustainable. What Elon Musk talked about, the warning that he gave us, basically, listen, guys, if we don't get, actually, it's the debt, but the deficit spending helps. Curtailing that helps. If we don't get this under control, we're headed over a fiscal cliff. I mean, we can get to the point of no return. And frankly, sometimes I wonder if we're there. It's absolutely insane. So, Chuck D. Schumer, someone spoke to him and now he has, he's thought through this or the Democrats have probably been listening to talk radio, conservative talk radio, watching X and all the posts that are there, just daring them to shut it down, hoping, they would shut it down. I being one of them, because I do believe it would have gave Trump the opportunity to slice and dice. And again, the dirty little secret is if once a shutdown occurs and you realize that the government continues to work, continues to sing along, and it doesn't really impact your life, you realize how unnecessary big government is. That is detrimental to the Democrat Party. That is detrimental. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of big government rhinos. There's no doubt about it. But let's be honest. What we've seen over the last few years under the Biden administration has been absolutely insane, and we know that they've used places like the USAID or bureaucracies like the USAID to dole out all types of money to insane left-wing projects around the globe. It's just crazy. All right, let's go to Brent. Brent is in L.A. Brent, welcome to the Larry Elder Show. You got the mic. We got just over a minute.
Yeah, a very joyful Purim, Carl. Tonight,
thank you.
Tonight, Jews will celebrate the very joyous Jewish holiday of Purim, which celebrates God's miraculous saving of the Jewish people from a plotted Middle East total annihilation approximately 2,400 years ago by a demonic Persian royal advisor named Haman, operating in today's Iran, which once again is satanically attempting to annihilate every Jew using Hamas, Hezbollah, the United Nations, and the rabidly Jew-hating Democrat Party. Carl, I ask you, just where do you think the smart, righteous, religious, and sagacious money is being placed?
Oh, man. Brent, listen, I want you to hold on because I want to get your take, too, of what happened at the Trump Tower today. Stay tuned.
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So how do you get to your dream state? Three words. Beans Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text BEAM to 717-767. That's B-E-A-M to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess. But Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's B-E-A-M to 717-767.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Across America, the Larry Elder Show.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. The The number to call in, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-SAGE is the number to call in to the program. I want to talk to you about the Trump Report. President Trump is moving at lightning speed in his first weeks in office. Executive orders, new policies, promises kept. It can be hard to keep up with. That is until now. Subscribe to The Trump Report. This daily email brings you highlights from the Oval Office right to your inbox 5 days a week. Get all of the details on the administration's top actions that day with in-depth analysis. Stay up to date on what President Trump is doing to make America great again. Subscribe to The Trump Report today at SalemPodcastNetwork.com. Again, that's SalemPodcastNetwork.com/Trump to get The Trump Report. Okay, real quick, I want to go back to Brent in Los Angeles, California. Brent, all right, I want to get your take on this Trump Tower, these protesters, these I can't believe this, Brent, because these were Jews, or at least people that claimed to be Jews, that occupied the Trump Tower today. What do you know about this group? For some reason, I can't find the name of this group. It's driving me nuts.
Naturi Karta.
What is that?
Naturi Karta, by any chance, is it a religious group?
No, it's like Jews for Palestine, I believe is what they're called. Jewish Voice for Peace.
Yeah, whatever they are, they're apostates. They're insane. They have no connection to Torah and God and Judaism. And if their parents were, if their mother was in fact a Jew, it doesn't make them a Jew from a spiritual or moral or ethical perspective. And so I denounce them totally and completely. They're a disgrace to humanity and to the Jewish people.
Yeah, I appreciate you being out there, Brent. But I think I heard something similar from another Jewish person earlier. Somehow these people don't necessarily have a moral connection to the Jewish people or faith, or perhaps they had an ancestor somewhere down the line that was Orthodox or whatever. And so these were the Jewish Voice for Peace. But these people are pro Hamas. I really, it's sickening. It is so sickening. I cannot understand this. It's crazy. But, Brent, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you being out there. Wait, what were you going to say?
Love you. Well, I was going
to
say.
All right, love you too.
You have to realize these people are demonic. This is like saying Karl Marx or George Soros or Chuck Schumer is a Jew. I love that Trump has called him a Palestinian. It's like there is no, just disgracing them because they have no connection to us.
Now, you know what? That's a good. Thank you for reminding me of that. That's right. I forgot that Trump did that. Call Chuck Schumer a Palestinian, and for all intents and purposes, he is. The guy's a complete fraud. He stabs the Jewish people in the back time and time again. And so anyway, I hope if there is a Jewish card to be played, I hope he's losing that amongst the Jewish population, Brent. Anyway. All right, good. Appreciate you being out there, man. You take care. All right, so you're listening to the Larry Elder Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Eldersky. He will be back with you on Monday. But for right now, listen, let me do this. Since we were talking to Brent about this, let me talk to you about this Mahmoud Khalil real quickly. And guys, I see you out there, Stephen and Rob. I see you out there, Rob in Philadelphia. You will be next, and you make a fair point. You will be next on the program. All right, so let me talk to you about this guy, Mahmoud Khalil, and perhaps we'll play Secretary of State Marco Rubio after the break or in the next hour and what he had to say about him. So this guy travels from Beirut, all right? He comes to Colombia. The guy ends up getting married, and apparently his wife is pregnant. If I'm not mistaken, his wife is 8 months pregnant. This guy has direct ties to Hamas. This guy was literally, I mean, at Barnard College, at Columbia University, this guy is a rabble rouser, if you will, intimidating Jews. This isn't about free speech. This isn't about, you know, just honest, American, if you will, protest. This guy literally was passing out flyers, pamphlets from Hamas. So I want to know who he's being paid by. I mean, this is absolutely insane. We have all of these illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, excuse me, coming into the country. We had DNI director Tulsi Gabbard say that we know that there was at least 100 gotaways terrorists that came into this country. That's a scary thought. And God knows how many more. God knows how many more are in this gotaway camp. And then you get these people that come in on using student visas. They go to our college campuses like this guy, Mahmoud Khalil, and intimidate Jewish students. No, man, you got to go. I'm so tired of this phrase that the left uses. What do they say? Diversity is our strength. No, it's not. That's not the United States of America. Unity is our strength. E pluribus unum, from many one. That is our strength, not diversity, not the things that separate us. Hamas and all of these terrorist organizations need to be brought to justice. I'm so glad that Trump is in office to make sure that this happens. He's right now also working on a deal, if you have not heard the news, at least in principle, Vladimir Putin has agreed to a 30-day ceasefire, but he does want to talk, obviously, to the Trump administration. Already Trump has, as you guys know, they put the squeeze on Ukraine. Ukraine is already backing out of some places. Zelensky got the message, right? The Ukrainian officials, delegates got the message. They are all in on peace. And as a result of that, Trump released weaponry now to Ukraine, more aid, intel to Ukraine as well. So now Trump effectively put the squeeze on Zelensky. Now the tables are turning where he's going to put the pressure on Vladimir Putin. And so let's hope that this works out, and let's pray for lasting peace between Russia and Ukraine. And I'm just praying, as far as Gaza is concerned, that Israel wipes out every Hamas terrorist possible. Frankly, those people believe that we're the big Satan and Israel's a little Satan. You can't bargain with that.
You've heard me talk about, when you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How you wake up every day? How you sleep? What activities you can and cannot do. When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or even eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are unique among gas grills. We designed Solaire from the ground up to optimize the performance of the Solaire infrared burner. What is infrared? The Solaire infrared burner efficiently uses natural gas or propane, creating up to 15,000 tiny flames to heat the ceramic plate, which radiates the red-hot, intense heat directly to your food. Conventional gas grills heat the air inside the grill, which dries out the food. The Direct Solaire infrared energy locks in the juices for a more natural-tasting, succulent, and flavorful food. Diehard charcoal grillers agree that Solaire infrared is as close to the white-hot intensity and taste they get from their charcoal fire, but with the convenience and controllability of gas. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Red, red wine. Oh,
call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elder Show.
All right, I just want to share this news before I forget. Secretary of Defense Hegseth has ordered a review of military fitness and grooming standards. He has initiated a comprehensive review of military standards across all branches of the military. This review focuses on physical fitness, body composition, and grooming policies, including regulations on beards, aiming to ensure the military remains the world's most effective fighting force. The review will analyze changes in these standards since January of 2015. His goal is to make them a lean, mean fighting machine, and I believe they're on their way to becoming that. Obviously, there's plenty of them already that already are, but he wants to make sure that the standards are just spectacular everywhere. So kudos to him for doing that. Let's go to a call or two real quick. We've got Rob. Rob is in Philadelphia. Rob, welcome to the Larry Elder Show. You got the mic.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for everything you do, and thanks for your passion when you're on the radio. I really appreciate it. I'd like to get a little passionate about myself for a little bit. Anybody that's upset about Donald Trump and Elon Musk taking a look at fraud, waste, and abuse are the people that are directly benefiting from it. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, all these career politicians, the pigs at the trough that have been complacent and letting this happen for years and years and years, and the people have had enough. The only thing I beg Elon to do is when he's done with Washington, D.C., to please come to Philadelphia. A lot of the world's problems will be fixed if we get rid of this fraud, waste, and abuse and start pointing the fingers at the people that were directly benefiting from this mess.
You know what, Rob, and I believe that's going to happen, and I believe you mentioned both sides of the aisle. There's no doubt. I think that Democrats hold the cake, but there's no doubt there's Republicans involved too. Expose everybody as the news comes, and if you have to prosecute them. I'm in full agreement with you. These are people that are corrupt. And they've been living off of our taxpayer dollars. So no doubt about it. Appreciate it. Good call. Let's go to Steven. Steven is in Macomb County. Where's that? Is that Minnesota?
Michigan.
Hey, Steve, you got the mic. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you? Hey, I just want to speak for a lot of us blue-collar workers out here in Michigan. We understand that what Trump and Elon are doing is going to take time. It's going to take time to show, and I speak that to all my Democratic friends. Listen, give him 2 years. He's going to make changes. What a lot of us are wondering is we all kind of figured that a lot of bureaucrats got rich at $174,000 a year for, 17, $20 million rich.
Steve, listen.
Stock trades.
Steve, hold on. I'm sorry. I just brought you on too late. I want to give you a fair shot when we get back. Carl Jackson in for Larry Elder. I know where you're.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.